Business Talk.
A new report released today surveying students from both technical schools and traditional schools finds significant differences in the optimism and experience of students in different forms of education. I'm joined by Beverly Flanagan, Principal of Buckinghamshire UTC. Hi, Beverly.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Beverly, can you just tell us a little bit about the research and what we're focusing on today?
Yes, this research was carried out by the Baker Deering Trust, and it compares students that attend UTCs, University Technical Colleges, with mainstream schools. And what it's telling us is that students that go to University Technical Colleges are more geared towards business than if you stayed in a mainstream school. So 70% of UTC students gain practical skills compared to less than half of the students at mainstream schools. And what that really means is, for employers, that's very good news.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I would imagine, practical skills, let's face it, you know, if you've got the choice between somebody who hasn't got any experience and those that do, then obviously there's only one way you're going to go. Do you think traditional schools could learn a lot from what you're doing?
Certainly can. I mean, UTCs were set up with employers. So employers shape the curriculum. They even teach on some of the programmes, and they give really valuable work experience and projects to the students. So as soon as students enter a UTC, they are aligned with employers, and therefore learning through the technical route, it also helps them to learn academically. So GCSEs become much easier if you are studying a subject that you love: engineering, IT, manufacturing, construction. All those things relate to the academic subjects as well.
Do you think there's a place for businesses within government to sit there and advise in a much more practical way is what schools should be doing?
Yes, I think that it would be really helpful if schools did engage with employers more, like the UTCs. The UTCs have to really engage employers to make the UTC model work. And we can see that over 500 employers are engaged with UTCs across the country, including in your area. The Liverpool Life Sciences and Visions Learning Trust UTCs are all engaged with employers. And this makes a huge difference. It means that young people come out of the UTC with progression into a job or an apprenticeship, which is really, really valuable.
And at what point should we, you know, if you're a parent and you've got a child and you're thinking about obviously going into a career and making some choices, which are very difficult when you're quite young, at what point do you start looking at technical schools?
Well, you can enter a technical college at age 14, so that's year 10. And that means, actually, it gives you a longer run-in to get the technical practical skills that you need to get a job. So, for example, if a young person comes in at 14, by 16 they are work ready for an apprenticeship. And I know, because employers have said to me over the years, that young people do not come out of mainstream schools with the right work readiness and employability. And when you come out of a UTC, you absolutely know what it's like to work in a workplace, because UTCs are like workplaces. You walk into a UTC, it is very different to walking into a school.
And I guess in terms of just looking at the local economy and getting things moving locally, I guess this is a much more proactive way of ensuring that people are, as you say, ready for work.
Absolutely. And employers love it. The employers that I work with, they are already identifying students to take on next year, because they can see their head and shoulders above other young people that they've tried to take on. And that's really encouraging for the economy, because it means we're home growing, you know, our young people, to give them jobs, meaningful jobs that they love. Because young people have to come into a UTC loving the subjects that they're going to study. So the technical specialisms are that they'll be really passionate about it.
And it's also filling a gap where we've had over the last few years, a skill shortage?
Absolutely. And for example, in the construction industry, Taylor Wimpey tell us that they're short of site managers and all people in the craft side. And in fact, there's a big shortage in the heritage side of construction with an ageing workforce. So yes, this will actually be brilliant for the economy in this country.
Okay, now if people want to find out a bit more information, they want to learn a bit more about this, where can they go?
Go to the website www.utccolleges.org, and all the UTCs that are open are on there, as well as those that are up and coming. If I can just tell you, there are 17 open at the moment, 13 more to open in September, and 20 more the following year. So that means there'll be 50 across the country, which is really exciting.
Fantastic. Beverly Flanagan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.